The Charlotte fire took homeowners here in Pocatello by surprise a week ago. Steve Lehman lost everything.
And by the time I got to the cabin, I heard this noise and I thought, yeah, it's the fighter plane. It's the fire plane my cabin saved. It wasn't a plane, it was a wall of fire come off that hill rolling like a wave out of the ocean.
Lehman grew up in this area south of Pocatello. 55 years of memories are gone. Today he lives in a small tent on the edge of his property. He's also one of the first to start rebuilding. Neighbors are helping him remove the old foundation of his home. He plans to rebuild within 6 months. But Lehman is the exception. There are a lot of people who can only bring themselves to stare at blackened rubble where their homes used to be. The 60-foot flames leveled homes. It looks like a bombed-out war zone. Sherry Lawrence is a volunteer with the Red Cross. She was at a fundraiser for the victims. It was held Saturday. She says most people are still in shock. Lawrence describes one woman who she helped a few days ago, not quite sure where to start rebuilding her life.
And she truly did not know what she needed. She hadn't been able to sleep. She hadn't been able to close her eyes. And she truly did not know what she needed. She needed our help. She needed our help to get her the help that she didn't know that she needed.
The Red Cross operates on donations from the public so it can help in situations just like this. The Red Cross is helping victims with the basics, shelter, clothing, and other necessities. Lawrence says it's also providing medication, eyeglasses, counseling. Volunteers are even helping get fire victims to doctor's visits or to the store. There's still a lot of work to do. The community is helping where they can. In Pocatello, I'm Marin Coons.